Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Live in these Crossbreed Holster Daily Defense studios with you. How the heck are you? Whew. A lot to cover with you today. Laura Ingraham. I want to talk about Laura Ingraham for a little bit. Also want to talk to you about Robert De Niro. I wanted to play a video, the audio clip of some video of Robert De Niro yesterday, and I kind of ran out of time. Got to be honest with you. He's one of my favorite actors of all time. You go back to Godfather. You go back to some great movies like Heat. Any mob movie. You know, Bronx Tale, wonderful movie where he doesn't play the mobster, but he plays the father, right? It's a great movie. I mean, these are great flicks. Robert De Niro plays a great character. The Analyze This, Analyze That, they're funny movies. He makes me sick to my stomach to even look at it anymore. It's hard to even hear. I hear his voice now, and he makes me sick to my stomach. It's unhinged liberalism. It's unhinged elitism. And I want to tie that back over to kind of like Laura Ingraham and what happened there, because free speech is under attack, no doubt about that. She knows that. I know that. I know that doing what I do. A lot of people don't like what I talk about. I couldn't give a crap less. That's why we talk about it. And there's another piece out about millennials and voting roll numbers that are coming up right now. And kind of want to, you know, bring this all around to you and talk to you a little bit about where we're at. There's also a young lady in Tennessee, UTC, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. You sent me a lot of email about this. Her photograph of her lifting up her, you know, Women for Trump t-shirt, showing her gun, her bare midriff, right? Has gone viral, and she is a no-holds-barred supporter of the right to bear arms, comments that she goes nowhere without her firearm. 22-year-old college senior, driving the liberals nuts. They don't know what to do. Some of them are tweeting. I mean, this is life today, tweeting, at Chattanooga PD. She's in a gun-free zone. Why don't you do something about it? I mean, this is the dopiness we live in today. All this will eventually come to an end, I'm sure. Don't know how, but it will. There's also a piece that I want to cover with you, a good, great story, Moms Demand Action, Unhinged Liberalism, again, and we'll play it for you. A lot of fun stuff to go over today. But first, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, of which I am a member of the Board of Directors, a proud member of the Board of Directors of that fine organization. Today, a press release went out from the CCRKBA offices in Bellevue, Washington. You may or may not have seen it. I would ask that you go over to CCRKBA, just Google it, and get involved. Get on the mailing list, if you would, please, so that you see the work that we're doing over there on a daily basis. Working out of the Second Amendment Foundation offices in beautiful Bellevue, Washington. The Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms has written to U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, requesting that the Department of Justice withhold funds from any local or state government that adopts policies that infringe on the right of citizens to keep and bear arms. Quoting Alan Gottlieb, CCRKBA chairman, the liberal municipal governments of such cities as New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and Seattle, and states including New Jersey, Connecticut, California, and Massachusetts, should not be receiving taxpayer funds while violating the constitutional rights of those taxpayers, said CCRKBA Chairman Alan Gottlieb. It is ironic, he continues, that all of those places are willing to spend millions of dollars to attack the rights of gun owners when they should be protecting civil and constitutional rights, including the Second Amendment, unquote. In a letter to Sessions, Gottlieb stated that local or state laws that infringe upon or impair the Second Amendment rights, this is the key, rights of citizens have done nothing to reduce violent crime, but they have reduced the ability of honest citizens to defend themselves. In addition, the Citizens Committee is launching a national petition drive to mobilize grassroots support for withholding Justice Department funds from the offending local and state governments that are thumbing their noses at two U.S. Supreme Court decisions affirming the individual right to keep and bear arms. Gottlieb continues, why should American taxpayers see their hard-earned money used to erode their fundamental rights, he asked. Those of us on the front lines of this civil rights battle see this as the ultimate, ultimate abandonment of common sense. When government becomes the enemy of its constituents, it should be penalized, not rewarded. Gottlieb noted that anti-gun local governments penalize their citizens in many ways. For example, when Chicago lost, listen to this, when Chicago lost a federal lawsuit to the Second Amendment Foundation, and they've lost more than one, the city paid SAF's legal bills by taking money from police department funds. Allen continues, these stubborn anti-gun local governments will spitefully hurt their citizens any way they can. The time has come to slap them down, and the best way to get their attention is to turn off the funding spigot. Now, the CCRKBA, in case you don't know about this organization, again, I sit on the board of directors and I'm proud to do that. More than 650,000 members and supporters nationwide, the CCRKBA, and the website, by the way, is ccrkba.org. Go there. Get on the mail list. You'll see my Armed American Radio logo on the page as well. But it's one of the nation's premier gun rights organizations, a nonprofit organization. The Citizens Committee is dedicated to preserving firearms freedoms through active lobbying of elected officials and facilitating grassroots organization of gun rights activists in local communities throughout the United States. In conjunction with Second Amendment Foundation, in fact, CCRKBA and the Second Amendment Foundation host the annual Gun Rights Policy Conference every year, which, by coincidence, is in Chicago this year. Why would you host the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Chicago? Because we love shoving it down the anti-gunners' throats when we have to. We love making our presence known. We draw more of a crowd in a city like Chicago than we do in a city like Phoenix or Tampa, pro-gun, because those people are so starved for their rights. But it's interesting what Gottlieb noted in that press release, a couple of them. But what he said, when Chicago lost the federal lawsuit to the SAF, Second Amendment Foundation, the city paid the legal bills by taking money from police department funds. Why would they do that? So that this is the degenerate thinking, the evil-mindedness of liberal Democrats, so that they can blame the CCRKBA for the loss of the police funding. Not the fact that they lost the suit, no, but so that they could eventually blame the CCRKBA, or the Second Amendment Foundation in this case, for the loss. I have seen with my own eyes, personally, the check. Yeah, the check signed by Rahm Emanuel for over $300,000. I've seen it with my own eyes. It's a beautiful thing. I've held it, touched it. It's real. What do? They take that money from somewhere else. Look, these are broke cities anyway, right? As I've said before, you show me a city in utter decay, I'll show you a city controlled by Democrats at every level for decades. Chicago is a prime example of that. But think about this. What if this were, again, I tie this back to what we talked about earlier in the week. What if this were the right to free speech? What if this were Fourth Amendment rights? The right to be safe and secure in your possessions. Would they react this way? What about the ACLU? Where's the ACLU? Why are these governments being rewarded? Take their money. Now, we could go into a couple things here. I don't know how long Jeff Sessions is going to survive, frankly, between the two of us. I don't know that he's going to be there. He is under tremendous pressure from Trump, and Trump is right. Had Sessions not recused himself without Trump's knowledge, had he not recused himself, period, this ridiculous Mueller investigation wouldn't even be going on, wouldn't even be happening. So I have a feeling that there may be some changes there in the very near future. One never knows. Trump is pretty hard on Sessions, as he ought to be, and I personally believe it's time for Sessions to go. So maybe this request will fall on deaf ears. But understand something. The CCRKBA and the Second Amendment Foundation have tentacles that run long and deep, that stretch into Washington and into individual offices. This is a hell of a lobbying group here. This is not just some bogus letter to make you feel good. This letter goes to Jeff Sessions and is reviewed by people. This is a lobbying organization. It is seen. This is real. There is a petition drive being started. We will keep you abreast of that. But why not? And this is the brilliance of Alan Gottlieb. When I got this email from him earlier today saying, here we go. Again, I'm a member of the board of directors. My response was absolutely brilliant. I don't know of anybody else out there that would have come up with this. I don't know anybody else out there that would have put this letter together and sent it to DOJ. Now, this is the press release announcing it. I haven't seen the letter, but I can tell you one thing. When it's coming from the mind of Alan Gottlieb, it's brilliant. Join us, ccrkba.org.
Attention, responsibly armed American. You are running out of time to claim your free mass shooting survival guide and audiobook. I recorded it for you. If you're listening right now, you know we live in a dangerous time. Terrorism, mass shootings, toxic politics. But enough is enough. When it comes to protecting the people you love, you deserve to know the truth. But you're about to miss your free, complete mass shooting survival guide from the USCCA. It is brand new and it is completely free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com while you still can. That's armedandresponsible.com. It only takes seconds. It's completely free. It'll be gone soon, though, but you can finally learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, proven strategies for stopping a shooter, and a whole lot more. Plus, you can claim your copy in seconds. Again, it's 100% free. And if you act now, you'll also get a bonus security checklist to print off for your local school, church, or office. Don't miss this life-saving guide and audiobook. This is your last week to claim. Go to armedandresponsible.com while you still can. That's armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, attention, you gun owner, you. You're running out of time on this to claim your free mass shooting survival guide and the audiobook I did. I've gotten some great emails on this audiobook. One of them in particular was a truck driver. Love that. But if you're listening right now, you know we live in a dangerous time. Terrorism, shootings, toxic politics more than anything else. And enough is enough as far as I'm concerned. When it comes to protecting the people you love, you deserve to know the truth. This opportunity, I told you before, last week, been telling you this week, is not going to be here for long. I think it ends this week is what we say here, okay? You're about to miss this free, complete mass shooting survival guide from the USCCA. Brand new, completely free, armedandresponsible.com while you still can. Armedandresponsible.com. It only takes seconds, but it'll be gone soon. Learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, proven strategies for stopping a shooter. It ain't chucking rocks at anybody. Smooth River Rocks by a liberal. And a whole bunch more. Plus, you can claim your copy in seconds, 100% free. If you act now, you're also going to get the bonus security checklist to print off for your local school, church, or office. It's powerful stuff. Don't miss it. Life-saving guide and the audiobook. I did all nine chapters for you. Last week to claim yours. So you've only got today and three more days, okay? Armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Go get it. Some interesting stuff here. Let me play some audio. Laura Ingraham's back. She was attacked viciously by David Hogg and his war machine on the left. And, of course, she went on her Easter break. 17 or so advertisers caved in to this kid and his machine, right, which is the liberal media. That's what it is. And I had some questions. I thought, well, let me ask it at the end. Let me play this. I don't want to take my own thunder. Here's what she said last night. I'm only going to play the last 2 minutes of her return last night on Fox on the Ingraham angle. And she is rightfully talking about the attack on free speech, which was an attack on her. Hell, even Bill Maher supported her. He says, I've been a victim of a boycott. That's not the way you do business. You're talking about having someone's freedom of speech stifled by going, no. Doesn't work that way. See, Bill Maher even understood that. She even played a clip of Bill Maher stating as such. Why would Bill Maher? Because Bill Maher makes a living off the First Amendment. He uses his right to free speech. I find virtually everything he says offensive, but he has a right to say it. Just as much as anybody who finds what I have to say offensive, I have a right to say it. And what Laura Ingraham pointed out is true liberals, not this leftist, socialist, Marxist that the Democrat Party has become. But the liberals of yore would decry this activity, these attacks against anybody that disagrees with them. I mean personal attacks designed to bury somebody, end their career, finish them. That's what the left is up to today. Take a listen to what Laura said. Here's the last 2 minutes.
My friends, something alarming is taking place. The free speech clause of our Constitution doesn't just apply to speech that the elites deem acceptable. It exists to support speech that is, by its nature, offensive. Offensive to people in power, offensive at times to lawmakers, offensive to Facebook, and even offensive to the cool crowd that thinks abortion is just a sacred right, and that Trump himself is a dangerous dictator. We indeed are reaching a crisis point where cultural walls are now being erected to conscript and still free speech in America. But we cannot let this continue. At the end of tonight's show, I'm going to be announcing my response to this dangerous epidemic and what this show will do in the coming weeks to expose the perpetrators, their tactics, their major players, and their funders. Their efforts are Stalinist, pure and simple. Their objective is a total transformation of American society, not through rational discourse and open debate, but through personal demonization and silencing. True liberals and conservatives should defend the freedom of speech anywhere and everywhere, because the tables can turn very quickly. Today, it's conservatives being targeted. But tomorrow, it could be left-of-center voices as well. I say, let the debate continue. What the speech czars don't seem to appreciate is that there are as many, or if not more, of us than there are of them. And we will never relent. And we will never give in. Never.
Well, that's interesting, Laura. Then why did you say this? On reflection, in the spirit of Holy Week, I apologize for any upset or hurt my tweet caused him or any of the brave victims of Parkland, Florida. For the record, I believe my show was the first to feature David immediately after that horrific shooting, and even noted how poised he was given the tragedy. As always, he's welcome to return to the show anytime for a productive discussion, of which he refused. She shouldn't have had to apologize in the first place. That's my take. Is that caving in to Stalinist tactics? Who's she referring to? She's referring to the left in general, but methinks I have an idea who she's referring to specifically. And it would seem to me that it would be the individual who caused her a headache to begin with. She didn't come out and say that. I can't, you know, she's probably talking about the entire machine, of course, but we know where she's going with that. I would guess. I may be wrong. But tough words from someone who apologized. Look, this is, and I know why she did it, by the way. I know why she did it. Their advertisers were leaving. This put her in a very, very difficult position because of outside forces. Maybe she needed to know that her employer was going to stand by her, period, anyway. Because the whole thing, as far as I'm concerned, was a lot to do about nothing to begin with. Shouldn't have been anyway. So the left is unhinged. That's why I play that. I'm looking forward to seeing what she does. The left is unhinged. How unhinged are they? I don't think I have time for this one. I'm going to hit the break on this. I've got another audio for you. I've just been told I have 30 seconds, so that was good timing. I'm glad I didn't hit the audio. When I come back, I'll show you how unhinged they are. What does this have to do with them? So play some Robert De Niro for you. Just about 2 minutes of Robert De Niro. What does this free speech have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns. Here's why. What two amendments to our Bill of Rights right now are under attack? Our right to free speech as who? Conservatives? Liberals' right to free speech isn't under attack. Liberals are attacking your right to free speech. Who's coming after your firearms? The liberal Democrat machine. And who are the two people they're attacking in both cases? Conservative right to free speech, who happen to be gun owners, and your right to bear arms. You are under attack. Your right to free speech, your right to bear arms. They get one, they get the other, and they want your guns first. Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It's interesting. I read a piece. I don't remember where it was, but MyPillow's sales numbers are increasing, I guess, exponentially because of his statements to refuse to be bullied, frankly, by the attacks against advertisers. He made the comment publicly that he refused. He said it in a tweet that he's not pulling down advertising on Ingram's show or anywhere on Fox News. And I guess his sales numbers went up like crazy. He is also under a significant amount of pressure. There are pieces out over, you can go Google it up and you'll see it over the last 6 to 7 days where he is under significant pressure because of his refusal to capitulate to the bully tactics of David Hogg and the left. As a result of that, his numbers are rising. So I tell you that as part of what we were talking about with Laura Ingram, but also because he supports this program, and it's extremely important that we support him, particularly with what's happening today. It's real simple. AAR is the promo code. Go visit the page, MyPillow.com, and buy a couple pillows. You get a great product, 4 pillows out of the gig. You get the discount code of AAR. He supports us. We support him. It's the way it's supposed to work, okay? But there was an article out there today. I forget where I saw it, but it kind of dovetails in hindsight here. Hindsight's always high-definition vision and looking in that rearview mirror, isn't it? But it dovetails pretty well with the Laura Ingram deal here because he refused to be bullied, and I thought that was great. But the left is unhinged, and it's very, very important you understand the interweaving here of what's happening between the First and Second Amendment. the speech of the people they're trying to stifle is yours as a conservative, gun-loving American. They don't want you to have free speech. YouTube, we're going to go into greater detail on this more than likely in subsequent monster shows. A lot of you are wanting me to talk about this, and I will. I'm going to get the proper guests lined up for it. YouTube cutting off videos simply because a gun is in it. We're talking training videos. We're not talking radical stuff. We're talking about gun reviews. I will not name names of the sites here on the radio. Many of you know who I'm talking about. There are several of them out there who are under attack simply because of what? Because a crazed lunatic? No, because a lot of these companies are run by liberal leftists who now smell the blood in the water, see the opportunity, and are working in conjunction with people they agree with and whose agenda they are pushing. They see the opportunity to take advantage of that. And by taking advantage of that, if they can remove gun from anything, to them, that's their agenda. But that's also stifling whose free speech? Yours. They're not going after the liberal free speech. Guys like Jimmy Kimmel get a pass all day long to mock Melania Trump any way he wants to. Nobody says anything about that. Nobody calls for a boycott of his programs, do they? And even if they do, it's the conservatives that are calling for the boycott. And who are the conservatives in this country? The supporters of gun rights. These two are tied together. This is one big, giant umbilical cord here. And this is a well-funded and very rooted attack against your gun rights. Silence you, take your guns. Take your guns, then silence you. Both of these avenues are being worked in concert together. It's very, very dangerous. I hated to see Laura Ingraham apologize in the first place. Why is she apologizing? She should have moved on and said exactly what she said last night then, as far as I'm concerned, but that's just me. The left is unhinged right now. They're coming unglued. I mentioned in the opening segment, you know, I hate to see Robert De Niro. It's amazing to me. It really, truly is amazing to me why someone who is paid by the public would even care to let their views known like this when they know how polarized the country is. You would think that a rational individual would say, no, I want everybody to like me. I want everybody to pay me. Now, this might speak to the fact that it might be hard for the average Joe or Karen to actually wrap their heads around how much money these people make. In other words, what I'm saying is Robert De Niro obviously makes so much money, he doesn't give a crap about the other half he could be making. Now, it's hard to wrap your head around that because you don't make that kind of money, right? To me, I wouldn't want there to be a barrier. The more money I made, the more good I could do, both for myself and others. But apparently there's a distinction here with these folks. I'm worth $100 million. I don't need any more. Do you need any more money when you're worth $100 million? No. No, you don't. Do you want more? Of course you do. You should. It's capitalism. Michael Moore will take all the money he can get. Right? Sure he will. So it astonishes me that these people do this. But take a listen to how unglued Robert De Niro has become. This is at the Tribeca Film Festival. Take a listen to this.
Well,
this not at the Tribeca Film Festival. It was an interview referencing the film festival. Take a listen to Robert De Niro.
It's a necessary film, and it's really just showing the New York Times, the staff of the New York Times, trying to. I mean, what they do is that they're following stories and so on, and in this case with the Trump administration, it's even more. It's more. Crazy, obviously, because they're always trying to make sure that they didn't, as they do with any story, that they don't vet everything perfectly so that there's nothing that they could be accused of fake news and all the other silliness that the Trump administration is trying to use as their defense.
Now, before I go any farther, understand the first thing he said was it's his film he's talking about is a necessary film. I would remind him that no film is necessary. You're an actor who pretends to be somebody else on film and gets paid gobs of money to do it. It's not necessary. You're play acting. It isn't real, Robert. So all of this character analysis is really kind of a joke, but I'll digress.
It's a necessary movie. It's only one of four parts because this is going on until he's impeached, hopefully, and then they'll go on after that, too.
You see? It's a necessary film. We're going to expose what they're doing because we don't like what they're doing or saying, and this is going to go on until he's impeached. Oh, and then it's going to go on afterwards. They're unhinged. Let's continue.
Because he won't shut his big fat mouth.
He's talking about the President of the United States. What would have happened if Robert De Niro were a conservative and was talking about Obama shutting his big fat mouth? What do you think would have happened? I hear you right now. Of course, he would have been called a racist amongst many other things, wouldn't he? But it's okay that it's Donald Trump. This is Robert De Niro we're talking about. Very well-respected actor, someone I've admired on film. I love his characters. I love the roles he plays. I think I'm not going to take anything away from him. I think he's a great actor. He is. Love his mob movies. But it's hard for me to even look at this clown now. I've seen his movies enough. I don't think I ever care to see him again. I just don't. Because when he's talking about Trump, he's talking about me. He's talking about you. He's insulting me. And he's insulting you. And he hates your gun rights. But he doesn't mind his own. Because where he's running his mouth here is protected by guns. And by shutting down Trump, he is shutting down you and everyone who voted for Trump. This is a blatant, in-your-face smackdown of everything you hold dear. When we come back, we're going to continue with the audio. I'm going to go back and review it, make sure he doesn't say anything bad. It's been a couple days since I listened to it. I don't think he does, or I wouldn't have had it queued up. But nonetheless, I do want to be careful because he's been known to get a little punchy when it comes to Donald Trump. But it's important you hear this stuff. This has everything to do with your rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.com. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit FreeGunGuide.com. That's FreeGunGuide.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Speaking of toxic politics, right? It's a dangerous time. It really is a dangerous time, toxic politics notwithstanding. Enough is enough. I've been playing the Robert De Niro. I'm going to go back to that in just a second. I want to get you over to the Complete Mass Shooting Survival Guide one more time before this hour's up, because it ends this week. Okay, this only takes seconds. It's completely free. It's the 9 chapters. You get the PDF. It's gorgeous. It's fresh material. Fresh material. Rewritten, I should say, while we were in the middle of putting the promotion together for you. While I was in the middle of voicing it for you, I caught some things that needed to be fixed. And, hey, this is really happening in real time. And the authors responded. ArmedAndResponsible.com. You can finally learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive those attacks, proven strategies for stopping a shooter, a whole bunch more. You're going to get the security checklist to print off. Give it to your local school, your church, or your office. Don't miss the guide. It ends this week. ArmedAndResponsible.com. ArmedAndResponsible.com. Also, the Concealed Carry Expo, USCCA Expo, coming up this weekend. I've been getting a lot of emails from you. I will not be able to make it there, obviously, because of my wife's recovery from surgery. Very successful surgery, I might add. But nonetheless, I am not going to be able to make it this coming weekend. I apologize in advance to that. And thanks to all of you who have been so understanding in the responses I've been giving you to that question on the emails. But you will go and you will have a great time. It's at the Kentucky Exposition Center up there where the NRA convention was held a couple years ago. A lot of fun. Make your way there. It's easy to get to from just about anywhere. And, you know, we've been trying to just to kind of tease this out, been trying to find a way to be able to take my wife and the kids up there and maybe surprise a bunch of folks. I can't say it's 100% out of the question, but it's not looking real strong. I won't leave you hanging. If I'm going to be able to do that, I'll let you know over the airwaves, okay? It is being talked about. We'll see if we can swing it. Let's go back to Robert De Niro. Remember, De Niro is talking about you when he talks about Donald Trump. He hates you. He hates you. He has called you out by name as a Trump voter, as an NRA member, as a gun owner. These are the people that are trying to stifle your free speech. These two things are intertwined. Let's continue with Robert De Niro real quick.
Because this is going on until he's impeached, hopefully, and then they'll go on after that, too, because he won't shut his big fat mouth. But in any case, it's essential that you see that, one sees that movie to see what people go through every day, having to write the truth.
And Bob had nothing to do with the making of that
film. Nothing to do with it.
So he had nothing to do with the making of that film or in choosing the film. So I want to say that the filmmakers actually are fair and...
Fair-minded. And they, as I said, are trying to do the right thing, whereas that scumbag...
Whereas if he had a part of it, he wouldn't have been fair-minded and wouldn't have tried to do the right thing. Do you see how he just outed himself there? Did you catch that? Very quickly, let's go back here.
...to do the right thing, whereas that scumbag is just trying to do the wrong thing.
Well, it's how do you...
And I've heard a prominent journalist use scumbag on one of the Sunday shows. I think it's allowed, believe it or not.
Come on, this guy's in office, there's all kinds of words you never knew.
We've all sunken to a new low with this guy.
Oh, well, okay. So that's obviously the festival, as Wazir began, really deals with what's going on.
So we're going to have a street fair with Donald Trump dolls, and all kinds of kids can punch them, hit them with sticks, deflate them, do whatever they want.
Real class act, isn't he? We're going to have Trump dolls there where kids can go out and hit them and beat them with sticks. Real class act, De Niro is. When he's talking about Trump, he's talking about you. He's talking about you as a gun owner. He had some choice words during this commentary about the NRA. He said, the people that I care about are those young people who demonstrated. They're the future. They know. They say, we'll remember in November. They're the ones that feel the way we do, not the way the gun lovers and the NRA do, with all that idiocy to the point of absurdity. That's what he said about you. Remember, these are the people coming after your free speech rights. We're talking about Robert De Niro. Yeah. On Parkland student activists, he said, they're the ones that feel the way we do, not the way the gun lovers and the NRA do, with all that idiocy to the point of absurdity. You. He just slapped you upside the head. Satellite radio moment word slapped you upside the head. Here's what he had to say about Roseanne Barr supporting Trump. I have no interest in that. We're at a point with all of this where it's beyond trying to see another person's point of view. We're at a point where the things that are happening in our country are so bad, and it comes from Trump. That's what they think about you. The left unhinged. Completely unhinged. You, and I love it. It's fun. I love to be a part of it. And the rest of Trump supporters. Gun owners, NRA members, USCCA members, Second Amendment Foundation members, your local grassroots org, you, real America. Not this clown who is surrounded by the absurdity of it, surrounded by guns, talking about this film that, man, if these guys were trying to be fair, if I had a part in it, he flat out admitted it to you. He wouldn't be fair because of that scumbag that has sunk us all to a new low. This is pure vitriol and pure hatred. This is deep-rooted, deep-seated hatred. That a guy like Robert De Niro, who has made gobs and gobs and gobs and gobs of money in this country, so much money that he doesn't give a crap about half of you. The left, completely unhinged. How unhinged. Oh, boy. I don't know if I'm going to have time. I'm going to see if I can. Yeah, because you know what? I wanted to cover this story on the millennials with you. I'm going to have to save this for tomorrow. You get from... This is the Washington Examiner. The title of the piece is Millennial Poll, Historic Youth Wave Coming in 2018. Dems outnumber GOP 2-1. If you read this, you don't even want to go vote. Why should I even vote? Look what they just told me. I don't even need to be there. Doesn't even matter to me. Don't even want to go vote. Shouldn't have to go vote. Well, of course, that's why you have to vote. But you know what? I do have a second. Let's go. Moms demand action leader charged with disorderly conduct. I told you the left unhinged. Laura Ingraham's going to take a stand. After she apologized, still trying to figure that one out. I really don't get that one. I do get it. The advertising angle, I understand that. But it doesn't seem to be the case now that she knows her employer supports her, right? Maybe that should be written in a future contract. Just saying. Moms demand action leader charged with disorderly conduct. I'm going to go ahead and go here quickly. Kelly Burke is her name. She's a chapter leader of Moms Demand Action. That's not a silly name. That is too, by the way. She got offended when she saw a couple of teenage kids who were wearing Trump Make America Great Again t-shirts. She got triggered, flew off the handle, started screaming at them, grab them by the blank, and she was referring to female anatomy at these teenage girls. This is a Moms Demand Action quote-unquote leader. She continued screaming to the point that cops were called and one of the two victims' mothers got involved and made the following comment. She was charged with disorderly conduct because she was so triggered at the word Trump and what these girls had on their shirts that she said that the mom said, if a t-shirt triggers such strong emotions, one should seek therapy. Because you see, this mom gets it. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Remember, tomorrow, until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never cave into these people, ever. You don't have to apologize for your beliefs, ever. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.